This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform of over a million people now verified on YouTube. YouTube verified us. to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, 4 years strong, and also in the process of doing all of that, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So, today's episode is going to be about the question, did you go through it together or did they put you through it? Because a lot of times when you get out of a toxic relationship or narcissistic relationship, that's one of the main things that people, a narcissist or toxic person, will say to get you back into a relationship. Will say to make you feel guilty about leaving them or not giving them a second, third, fourth, 15th chance. Like, literally, ask yourself that question right there. Because they will say that statement, after all we've been through, you're going to just throw it away? After all we've been through together, you're going to throw that away? Ask yourself that question right there, y'all. Did you go through it together or did they put you through it? That's point blank, period, because context matters. Because, yes, you stayed in a relationship with this person. Maybe after you found out they were cheating, maybe after it became physically, mentally, verbally abusive or whatever, you stayed in a relationship with this person. Maybe the trauma bond, whatever it was, kids, whatever it was. You stayed with this person. They cheated on you. They mentally, physically, verbally abused you. You stayed through that stuff. So in the narcissist's minds, they think that because they put you through that stuff and you decided to stay through this stuff, that y'all went through it together. So is that not truth? That's how the narcissist mind makes logic of it. So we did go through it together. So that's the context for the narcissist mind. Like, yes, because you stayed through the stuff that you stayed through, man, woman, non-binary person, you stayed through it. That means we went through it together. And that is a statement of fact in a narcissist mind. And it's a statement of fact to everybody. But context matters to you more. Context matters to the survivor of this thing more than that. Because yes, you stayed through it and y'all went through it together, but why did you go through it together? Why did you have to go through this stuff? Why did you have to deal with the cheating? Why did you have to deal with the abusive relationship? Why did you have to deal with the toxicity, the lies, the manipulation, the losing the friends? Why did you have to go through all this stuff? The insecurities, the being put down, the not being able to go out with your friends, having to cut your family members off. Why did you have to go through that? Did you go through that together or were you put through that to be with this person? Were you just following the orders of the relationship that this person has set forth, the narcissistic, toxic person has set forth? So again, did you go through it or did you go through it together or did they put you through it? That's a question context matters. It really, really does in this situation. So you have to ask yourself that question because it really matters because it helps you to move on. Answering that question right there can help you move on from a toxic relationship. Answering that question right there can help you stay away from a toxic person. Yeah, and they will say that. After all we've been through, you're just going to give up this easy? Wow. I must have really never meant anything to you. Wow. I really never, ever meant anything to you because of this right here. If you can just give up so easily, then I never meant anything to you, did I? Wham, wham, wham. If you can just give up so easily, you're not going to fight for us. When they say that too, you're not going to fight to stay. You're not going to fight for this relationship. I'm going to get irritated now. What does that mean, y'all? You're not going. So if somebody is putting you through a terrible situation in the relationship where they cheat on you, they manipulate you, they gaslight you, they make you cut your friends and family off, all of this stuff. How are you supposed to fight exactly for the relationship? Who are you supposed to be fighting? Them? Are you supposed to be fighting the toxic person? Are you supposed to be fighting the narcissist? Who are you supposed to be fighting? You're not going to fight for us. You're not going to be strong for us. You're not going to do this for us. What are you getting out of this relationship, y'all? Seriously, I'm yelling. I know I'm too close to the mic. What are you getting out of this relationship that makes you want to stay in this relationship? What is it? Please answer that question to yourself. Did you go through it together or were you put through it? Point blank, period, because that matters. Yes, and some people I seen on my Facebook page, they say, people say, I accept responsibility for staying through that. But yes, I was put through that. We did not go through it together. I made it, you know, the context matters. You know, this is not a victim blaming episode. This is a victim empowering episode. This is a survivor empowering episode. And this is to check narcissistic people, because if you're behaving like this, alter that change. YouTube been censoring my cussing video, y'all, so I can't even cuss no more. Alter that crazy behavior that you are distributing to your friends and your family. You're making life harder for everybody around you. Narcissistic people, if you listen to this video, stop putting people through this stuff and then guilt tripping them for wanting to leave. You gonna leave me after all we've been through together? What have we been through, ma'am, sir? What have we been through? Tell me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Exactly what we've been through. I cheated on you that one time and you forgave me. We survived it. We became stronger after that. And then I cheated on you the fourth time and we strong. Every time I cheat, we get stronger. So you gonna fight for us? You gonna give up after all we've been? You put that person, and seeing you, I'm back. That person put you through that. They put you through it. They didn't get stronger because they cheated on you. How the hell do your relationship get strong because you get cheated on? How? Your immune system might get strong because you might catch a disease or an STD or something like that. Your body might not be getting rid of. You might get that. Your body might get stronger because make your work. Breakups make bodybuilders. You might get stronger because they cheat on you. You feel insecure, so you go to the gym and work out and you find somebody better at the gym. Y'all, these people like that don't deserve your time, effort, and energy. And I'm still a narcissist, but I'm altering my behaviors to get to the point where I deserve people's time, effort, and energy. Like, they gonna cheat on you and blame you and make you feel bad for leaving them. Oh, you gonna give up on our family? You gonna break the family apart by leaving me for cheating on you with your best friend? I'm gonna make sure the kids know how you tore us apart. They gonna know you can't handle being cheated on. They gonna know. Let them. They gonna know. Yes, because I'm going to tell them the truth. You gonna tell them this whiny ass version where it paints you out to be the victim somehow, of the victim of your cheating, your devil pants, your gyrating hips and stuff like that. You know, I can't. I know the devil took me over. I just fell into her. I fell into her multiple times, and then somehow she got pregnant. How'd your clothes get off? This is not important. I just know I fell into her. But I don't love her like I love you. Ah. So, back to the point. I know I'm being making a joke, y'all. But back to the point, though. Did you go through it together? Or were you put through it? Because that really matters, y'all. Because if they put you through stuff, they'll put you through more. They'll put you through more and more and more and more and more. And then guess what? You'll stay. You'll continue to stay. Because you feel strong, right? You're a ride or die through thick and thin, right? And then they'll break your damn heart and leave you for somebody else and have you looking stupid. And then you're going to regret staying. You're going to regret being a ride or die. Ride or die. You died. Crash and burn, you died. You're a ride or die for somebody that didn't deserve it. For a broken down vehicle. You're a ride or die in a broken down 1967 Oldsmobile, Mazda, whatever. Some kind of car with square tires. You rattling down the road. A brand new model car with square tires, and you're not going nowhere. You a ride or die. You died. It's ride or die. It's not ride and die. You don't get bonus points for staying through toxicity. You don't get bonus points for putting up with somebody's BS. You don't get bonus points for staying through things that people put you through. That does not make you stronger. It does not show the content of your character. It makes you look stupid to narcissistic people because they're going to continue to take advantage of you. Point blank, period, end of story. I'm not saying it to be mean. I'm saying it to be truthful because in the narcissist's eyes, you look ridiculous because you know damn well they wouldn't stay with you if you did the same thing to them. Oh, you're going to cheat 9 times on me and I'm going to stay with you? Hell no. You got one cheat and then I'm going to ruin the rest of your life. You get one cheat And then I'm never going to forgive you, first of all. And we're not going to be together. And if we have kids, you're going to get punished for the rest of your life. I'm going to find some way. You don't get to hurt me like that. You see, that's how my mind works. But that's not how a non-narcissistic person mind works. God told us that we have to forgive and blah, blah, blah. Y'all be just... God didn't put y'all here to suffer, y'all. Jesus suffered. God didn't put you here to suffer through this toxic-ass person. God did not put you on here to heal this toxic person who doesn't want to be healed, who thinks that you are the issue. God does not put you through that. God did not put you here for that. Stop using God as a reason to stay in these toxic-ass relationships. God wants you to be happy. God wants you to be blessed. God gave you free will. God can give you free will to control you. God gave you free will to make decisions to make your life better, to make the world better. Well, Lee, technically, I am making the world better by staying in this toxic relationship, because if I stay with him, he can't hurt anybody else. Okay. That's the add on to the Bible right there. That's like the ninth book of Revelations right there. That's Revelations. That's not Revelations. That's Revelations 20:21, chapter 20, verse 21, and God says, I shall stay through the toxicity because I'm protecting others from his wrath. Amen. I joke, y'all, but I do love God. I pray every night. I fell asleep last night without praying. I actually woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning and prayed, y'all. God woke me up to pray. God said, hey, God hit me. He's like, hey, wake up, pray. I woke up and prayed. But y'all, did you go through it, or did they put you through it? It matters. I have to cut this thing short, y'all. I had to hop off here Saturday. I'm recording this on Saturday. I might upload this on Sunday, though. So we'll see. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Mental Illness is out. Peace.